Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mr. Richard Kinnaman bringing us back, otherwise known as Little Richard. In the Wayback Machine, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning platters here, rocking and rolling on the Small Business Advocate Show, celebrating 21 years of this mayhem. I'm responsible for it. If you got a complaint, you need to let me know about it. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, that book has won 5 international awards, folks. I'm kind of proud of it, too. TheThirdIngredient.com, that's with the number 3. Steve Forbes is our guest, a great member of our Brain Trust. He's been hanging out with us now for 16 years as a great part of our Brain Trust. He's the chairman, executive editor, editor-in-chief, I should say, for Forbes Media, author of so many important books. Especially, I love his book on the flat tax, which we still need to get done. Steve, thanks again for being here. You gave us a great report. Folks, if you didn't hear his commentary on the Fed, no one else will tell you what he told you. No one else will make more sense about the Fed than he did in the last segment. You got to go back and listen to that. We'll have it up on a podcast later on the website later on. Hey, Steve, I want to talk about on that same theme, going too far. I'm a big supporter of Donald Trump's trade policy. I've reported on this with the agriculture community. With the manufacturers, the top people in the manufacturing organization, with small businesses. All three of those are giving the president some latitude on negotiating these trade deals. I think he's doing on the right path. What do you think?
I think there are indisputably, and this had not been addressed before he came, indisputably there are very serious trade abuses, especially from Beijing. Whether it's a stealing of technology, forced transfer of technology, forced mergers if you're in the local market, banning access to the local markets unfairly, all of that is very real. I would have taken, rather than putting on tariffs, which is a sales tax, I would have done a more focused approach, Jim. I would have picked out certain, and we're starting to do this now, finally, pick out certain companies and industries that are engaging in those bad practices and put sanctions on them. You remember a few months ago there was a big to-do about a company called ZTE, a big Chinese company.
Yep.
And if we cut off access to certain critical parts, they would have gone bust. President Trump gave them a reprieve, got nothing in return for it, but he made the gesture. But you pick out some companies like that, you put them out of business with our allies, that will get the attention of Beijing as nothing else will. You have banks that are doing bad things, you kick them out of what they call the SWIFT system.
So you're saying don't do a broad blanket thing that hurts some people, some innocent people disproportionately. You're saying find the bad actors and go after them.
Absolutely, and that will get their attention. And you do it geopolitically. You increase naval patrols in the South China Sea, making it very clear they're not going to make that their lake. So it's not the diagnosis. I think we could have had a more laser-like focused prescription that would not have put sales taxes on us.
Mm-hmm.
But I will make a prediction. I will go out on a limb and make, or maybe it's a cliff now, make a prediction that I think in the next few months you will get an agreement with China.
Yep.
And the big part of it, which has not been mentioned, is there's going to be a big deal, I think, on natural gas. They need natural gas. They get it from Russia.
They need it, and we got it.
And I think you're going to see an 8-year, 10-year deal, a couple hundred billion dollars of their buying our liquefied natural gas.
And talk about making our two countries closer to being partners than adversaries. That will do it, won't it?
That will do it. They need the energy. We got it. And I think there'll be other parts of an agreement, but I think that'll be the headline because it's going to involve.
Folks, that's breaking news. I know the natural gas people. And I haven't heard them talking about this, and so you're getting breaking news right here on this show. Steve, thank you for that report. I'm excited about that. Here's what I've been focusing on, because I've talked to the farmers, I've talked to the manufacturers, the chief economist is a member of my brain trust. I've talked to small businesses at a lot of levels. They're giving him latitude on this. I've talked to an economist in Europe who says that Europe and the U.S. are closer than people think on a trade deal. We're about to do the NAFTA thing again. Steve, if we can get on the other side of these trade deals where America is being treated fairly, this country has never seen the prosperity that we could, no living human has ever seen the prosperity that we could have if America is doing business around the world with fair trade deals. We've never seen that kind of a prosperity. What do you think?
You waved a magic wand and all these trade disputes got resolved, you'd see the market in a day go up 5,000 points on the Dow.
Yeah, and the economy would grow 4 or 5%. We'd be calling 4% normal, our new normal, wouldn't we?
Well, the new normal would be fast growth, and then we could focus on the Fed to make sure they don't do anything harmful.
Mm-hmm.
And life would be very good.
Yeah, that's the other side of that package is the Fed. No, that's exactly right. I think the beauty of capitalism, especially if we can make sure it helps everybody, it works for everybody down here on Main Street too. We haven't even seen that in this. And you know what else, Steve? When there's that much prosperity in the world, I think we can push the wars and the way back on the back burner, the aggression. What do you think?
Yeah, trade is better to trade with your neighbor than fight with your neighbor. When,
Basquiat said it 100, 200 years ago, when goods cross borders, armies don't. Folks, you got to remember that. That's a natural law. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little politics with somebody who knows a little bit about that. He's former presidential candidate Steve Forbes, and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.